Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Tuesday, May 24, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of Sudanese refugees are living outside the country. They've been displaced by years of civil war. The new peace accord may mean an infusion of people back into a country not ready for them. Jim Snyder, EFCA's Compassion Ministries Director, says they're getting ready for it.
We have decided to work with our national church partners there to set up 5 key points where refugees that we anticipate will be repatriating into southern Sudan out of refugee camps in Kenya and Uganda.
Elsewhere, Rambai Mukti Mission has just launched an experimental community development project. It supports a new church plant in India. Mukti's David Scott says it's going to help those who are responding to the gospel in an extremely poor area. It also avoids accusations of buying new believers.
So what one of our staff came up with was this idea of buying each family a goat. After the goat has a baby, female goat in particular, they would give that goat back to Mukti. Be sort of like a revolving fund for the poor who have no income.
Scott says if it works, it can be multiplied in other poor village areas, spreading the gospel further. NCB International is changing its face to fit a changing vision. On June 11th, they're changing their name to World Venture. It's a name that underscores their international partnerships and conveys their excitement of the Great Commission purpose. That means a redesigned website that'll launch about the same time at worldventure.com. Through it, people can catch their passion for evangelism, church planting, leadership training, and compassion ministries. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool, using everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Christ. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.